Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, cameras snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship, Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay.
Wisconsin Rapids 2004 graduate Ryan Duxbury was honored as a hometown hero of the game in Minnesota this weekend. After graduating from the University of Minnesota Duluth, Ryan was hired as a police officer for the Roseville Police Department in a suburb of Minneapolis. He was shot in the head responding to an active shooter 296 days ago. Ryan was featured on the Jumbotron at the Xcel Energy Center while fans showed appreciation for his service and sacrifices. Special voting deputies will be administering absentee voting at Portage County Healthcare Center on Tuesday, February 7th. These deputies, appointed by the City of Stevens Point, will start administering absentee voting at 10:30 a.m. at the facility for the February 21st election. Family members of residents may be present at the time of voting. In sports, the Bucks beat New Orleans yesterday, 135-110. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows dip down to about 16 below. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 12. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I feel like, Dominic, this is going to be an incredible show. Despite your skepticism, you contrarian yeah. bubble burster.
I have full faith, Crudy. I mean, you mean business. You're wearing a sport coat.
I do have a sport coat.
I mean, if you had a tie, I would totally believe you. But for the sport coat, you got the little
pocket silk.
Yeah,
pocket
nice. Silk. Fancy.
You look like you play in a mid-90s Seattle grunge band.
Oh, that was some great music, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is that what you wear to the office?
Yes. Nobody cares.
Emo, nice to see you. I hope the audience cares. 844-967-2789. That's how you show you care. You play. You play along. You join us. Hell, Emo barely screens you. We'll throw you on the air, and we'll have some fun today. Because, Dom, I got to tell you, you were just accusing me of being what? What did you say of me, Dom? Chastising me. You've been chastising me since Friday.
You were lamenting the fact that perhaps we didn't have enough prep time for this great show today. But the good news was you were looking sharp and looking good because you got a sport coat on. And my reaction is, Crudy, I believe that is literally the definition of an empty suit. But you look good, though, man. And you wear the hat with the sport coat. I mean, you got show style, man.
Je ne sais quoi. Not everyone could pull it off half as stylishly as I do. So you've really chastised me since Friday night. I mean, I had fun with you on Green Bay.
Yeah, it was a blast in Green Bay. Thank you, everybody, for participating with our little game, man.
And WGBW, 97.9 FM, tell a friend in Green Bay in Brown County. And, of course, WISS. 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support. We got the Fox Valley covered. But Dom, Saturday night after the show, you know, the fine audience, they're well aware of our show on Friday. But after the big show, that's when the real chastisement began.
The brainstorming, the reflection, the planning.
How did it start, Dom? You accused me of drinking like I was a high schooler.
I think Maggie had something to do with that too. Yes, but I did. I had some scotch. I tried to bring you to have some adult beverages. You know, not something that you drink in high school.
So I start the evening by drinking pre-dinner scotches at the Hyatt Regency. Nicer hotel. I was pretty satisfied with the accommodations, if you will, Dom. And then we went down to the hotel bar like we often do, and looking for some victuals and some, you know, some drinks and some good times.
Yeah, some good conversation, meet some new friends.
And we did all those things. I mean, I even met a baby in that bar in Green Bay. little tiny baby. Didn't even have the puffiness yet. Still skinny little baby, like just born baby. In a bar in Green Bay.
It's Wisconsin, man. You got a baby in a bar.
But as we, you know, come for the companionship of one another, apparently, we went back to the hotel room, you with your scotch, me with my high school equivalent.
Your Bartles and James.
Come on, man. It was White Claw. I'm still drinking rum here. But anyways, I drink what I prefer, and you drink what you prefer, and you start beating the hell out of me. Right now, Crudy. Right now.
No.
I thought you were threatening to shoot me in the face.
No, I was not.
I've seen you get like that before.
Occasionally, that's happened. It's been a while, but you've been pretty good the last few years, Curtis, so it hasn't been deserved. But yes, trying to instill the sense of urgency that I think many people are feeling, but not enough people.
I think the thick brown liquors often inspire that
perhaps,
in you, Dom.
Perhaps a little bit.
Dominic, here's perhaps what you were talking about, just for the sake of the audience, in case they don't know your mindset four scotches in. At least it was the good stuff, the Belvedere 12 or something.
Yummy. Yep, that's good stuff.
Corinne Hess, reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm going to start here. I don't know if you noticed, audience, Wisconsin Supreme Court race coming up. Dom's finally convinced it's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. The time is now.
And, like, I didn't notice until Dom, you know, many, many scotches into the evening, blasted it at me at the Hyatt Regency.
Well, but as we think about, you know, the plan and the efforts and what's happening, all the
every day, Crudy, right now. Like, right, we're at boot camp or something.
I mean, we can make all the plans that we want, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know, 2 months, 3 months out. I mean, and I totally get that. But yes, the sense of urgency is now. Are the primaries, what, 3 weeks away? I mean, and the general's just around the corner. It doesn't mean if we're
you
talking
don't even
about
know.
The sense of urgency, it is now. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens come May. The election will be over. So all the efforts, all the angst, all the conversation should be directed specifically right now, focused right now on the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary and the general election in April.
Here's why it really, really matters. Not because Dom says it matters. When Crudy says it matters, then it matters. It matters. Here's why it matters. The turnout percentage that is going to happen here in the spring election, it's going to be minuscule, relatively speaking. In the last two times here in the great state of Wisconsin that we had non-presidential year, non-midterm year Supreme Court races, guess what? Conservatives won. Talking about the Hagedorn race in 2019. And prior to that, sadly, hearkening back to the Prosser-Kloppenburg race, you remember 2011, Dom?
Yes.
The recent success of the Democrats is fortunate for the Democrats, fortunate for all of us, happened in the midterm year. 2018, I believe that was Dalit. And happened in the 2020 election. Jill Karofsky, of course, handed, you know, the wanker appointee, also finding his way back on the ballot, Dan Kelly, handed Kelly his ass by 163,000 votes. Although I would point out that was a presidential primary election, and not every single one of us had conceded Bernie Sanders yet. You know, he didn't concede. Bernie had not conceded to Joe Biden. I know that race wrapped up relatively quickly. But for the sake of Wisconsin's turnout, Bernie kept himself on the ballot. And then here's the funny part. Just so you don't think it was selfishness, like he really wanted to stick it to Joe, he conceded before they counted the ballots. Bernie was on the ballot, ran through the election day, but before they came to a final tally, Bernie conceded.
Turnout matters. He understood that, and he played that game.
So, Dominic, let's look at the turnout you talk about right now. Very important. Every day matters. Every day matters to the turnout. Tomorrow is 3 weeks to the primary. Tomorrow, 3 weeks. February 21st is the primary. Tomorrow, last day of January, Dom. Turn into February. Got a Groundhog Day coming up pretty soon.
Worst month of the year. But we'll get through it. I'm confident.
Come on, man. Don't say that about Black History Month. Look at you, you racist.
It's got nothing to do with Black History Month. It's the coldest, nastiest, darkest month of the year.
It's also Valentine's Day, man. I'm going to tell the missus you hate Valentine's Day. Oh, man.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is stupid, too, but please continue.
9 weeks, Dom. It's effectively 6 weeks from the primary turnout to the general election. April 4th. Comes up really quick. It's not like the typical. I mean, here in the midterms, don't forget the partisan primary, early August. And then the general election didn't happen until November, right? Had a couple months wedged in there. Not this time. It's coming up super quick. And whoever wins the primary, you know, for each side, and I suspect them, and I know there's been talk about, well, what if two conservatives made it through and no liberals made it through. That's not going to happen. Because our audience, they're paying attention. They're going to go vote. They're going to vote for either Everett Mitchell or Janet Protasiewicz. Now, if you've heard the ads, and if you have, and, you know, if you're persuaded by the, I'm the real Dan Kelly, I'm the real conservative, and, you know, the entire balance of the court rests on a singular vote. It does. Absolutely true. I know a few don't like hearing those ads around here, but I think we use every nickel from the Dan Kelly Super PAC ads, and I think we turn it against them, Dom. Reinvest that money. Invest that money. You know, something different where we could get our own return on investment, because right now is the elective cycle. 3 weeks from tomorrow, 9 weeks from tomorrow is the general, and it's all over but the crying. If we don't win this seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, we, Team Reasonable, if we don't win, then we're all Democrats, Republicans, and you might say, well, Republicans, why, they'd want a conservative on the court. Not true. Not if they're thoughtful. Not if they're reasonable, and here's why. The gerrymandered legislative seats in the state of Wisconsin, I don't care how many people are voting in the general election, we got a two-thirds Republican majority. And when Republicans, well, we know, certainly don't care about the rest of us, Tom, not us Democrats. But guess what? They don't care about you Republicans either. They really don't. They're not here to serve you. They're not here to serve you. Dom, I was up in Titletown. Kind of felt weird. Packers weren't playing this weekend. That's why the Hyatt was cheap. Otherwise, you'd have been at the Motel 6.
Sleeping in the car with Crudy.
I did enjoy some of the football. You know, it's Super Bowl or bust, right? Everybody else is just losers. So the Eagles and the Chiefs. Who do you like, Dom?
Chiefs.
I like the Eagles. If you like the Chiefs.
I took San Fran. Kuchka took the Eagles, and I lost that one. So now I got to go get. Now I'm anti-Eagle. So go with the Chiefs, man.
Well, if you like the Chiefs, I like the Eagles. If you like peanut butter, I like jelly. Although I think we both agree. The time for action is right now. The Bears still suck. And y'all better start paying attention. If you haven't been paying attention, there are a lot of important races, but especially the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, the entire nation watching us. And after they determine the primary, it's a $50 million sprint to the finish line.
Ooh.
Ready to get barraged by campaign.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines. It's toll-free 844-967-2789.
Dapnik, all sorts of exciting. Less exciting when I stumble on it. Exciting happenings coming soon. I'm just telling you, big stuff coming. We got people on the phones. Apparently not everyone as enthused about the political spin coming, Dom. But I got to tell you, near as I can tell, Protasiewicz going up big across the Civic Media Network. We have a Dan Kelly super PAC currently buying ads specifically on Devil Radio in Madison. And I find that to be awkward positioning for Dan Kelly's campaign. But I have requested that we accept this money and we turn it back against them in some way, you know, to be named later. We'll tell you later what we did with the money, not just Dom's bar tab. Jay from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, thanks for talking about that. First, before I talk more about it, I do want to say, in general, I'm so grateful for you guys and what you've been doing with the station and giving us progressive radio. And I was listening in the car, and Matt Flynn was also talking about the Supreme Court race, and literally the break right after he talked about it and how horrible Dan Kelly was a Kelly ad. And I did not know anything about you accepting an ad. And I almost, like, I kind of swerved when I was driving, and I was so over, I started crying.
Oh,
I don't
no.
think it's funny. Like I didn't know about this, and I had to do like an audible double take, like what happened? And for me, it was just heartbreaking and like being a traitor. Like, if you guys need money, I don't know if you need, maybe you should talk about getting a fundraiser or something, but like, wouldn't it be horrible if you play that guy, his ads, and he gets elected to the Supreme Court, then what do we do?
Yes, that would be horrible. Jay, great question. Crudy, what do you think?
Jay, are you suddenly going to vote for Dan Kelly because of the message you heard here on Devil Radio?
I am not. But, you know, there are some people who kind of get confused, and if they hear an ad on your station, like, I have never heard that kind of ad in the years I've been listening to you guys, I've never heard that.
Jay, you barely heard ads from the left on this station. And let me throw something out there right now. I can tell you, I'm not trying to nitpick with prior elective cycles, because we got to move forward with where we are today. But Jay, I can tell you the person that pushed hard to make this decision, to accept this hat, was yours truly, was Mike Crude, was the so-called progressive owner of Devil Radio. And I got to tell you, Jay, we are going to have to accept political messages from all sides of the spectrum and allow our educated audience to differentiate. And you know why? Because nobody else in radio sits around and agonizes like we did last fall in the midterm elections. We were agonizing. We were working against our own organization. We were purposefully turning back ads as we were hemorrhaging money, Jay. And at some point, as a guy who lived that, as a guy who was the owner, who mortgaged my house and put up most of my life savings. In fact, I expended more money in the radio industry trying to keep a pure partisan progressive message on the air for 5 years. I spent more money than my net worth. I don't even know where all the money came from, Jay. And at some point, that gets really, really old. You know what I mean? You got to stop losing money or you're not in the commercial radio industry. So when I partnered with a guy who doesn't need the money like I do, Jay, it's not about the money. It is about this is the commercial radio industry. We are the bulletin board for political speech. If somebody's lying, then that's a whole different standard, Jay. But if someone's telling the absolute truth and everything about that Super PAC ad on behalf of Dan Kelly expresses the absolute truth. And I think, Jay, that you can handle the truth and our audience can handle the truth. And if you think that makes me a traitor, so be it. I can only be the man I am. I know I'm not making a popular decision in this regard, Jay, but here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to drag another guy's family down that rabbit hole of being so pure of partisan heart that we turned down the other guy's money at the same time our site's not even spending. I mean, Jay, how many political ads you heard on this radio station in the last 5 years? Not enough. Not enough. So it's our job to create sustainable radio stations. You know what? It's not about one elective cycle for the 50 families of the people that work here. So, Jay, we've got to change this in our minds, in the way we do business. I believe in my gut. And I think our audience can sustain this. And in some places, Jay, they haven't had this quote-unquote progressive radio for the last 15 years. They're being exposed for the first time. And if they were going to vote for Dan Kelly, they were going to vote for Dan Kelly. But guess what? Nobody ever won the general on February 21st. I am cheering for Dan Kelly in that primary. I want Dan Kelly to win that primary. You need to hear the message. He is the real conservative. I hope Dan Kelly wins the primary.
So in the primaries, you're going to do that, but not after the primaries?
Yeah, I'm not making any promises. It's not even my decision exclusively.
If I want to jump in here quickly, Jane, my understanding, Kurt, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that once the general comes around, if a political party, if one of the parties comes to you as a politician, not a dark money group, you are enforced. You have to take those ads.
Or we would have to turn them all down. And then why did we build this? What we built this
when
not
you say
to
turn
have
them all down? That'd be turning down
Protasewicz's ads, exactly. Everett Mitchell's ads. I mean, they're the ones that need us to be here, right? So I can't take them from one side exclusively. If the other side sees the value quicker, if Dan Kelly's Super PAC sees the value quicker, so be it. But guess what? Suddenly, Protasewicz bought up the whole network. That's what needed to happen. Now you're going to hear everybody's message. Hopefully you like hers better. And Everett Mitchell, I'm talking to you as well. Call me, 844-967.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, and it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is asking the public for help in locating Kenneth E. Newell, Jr. Kenneth has an active warrant through the Department of Corrections and Division of Community Corrections. Kenneth Newell, Jr. is a white male, 37 years old, with brown hair and brown eyes. He is 5'9" tall and weighs 190 pounds. If you see Kenneth or have information on his whereabouts, please contact the Adams County Sheriff's Office at 608-339-3304 or your local law enforcement agency. Stevens Point man, 20-year-old Elier Bravo de Leon, has been charged with 7 counts, including 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Bravo de Leon attacked a 32-year-old woman in her home on December 20th. A 7-year-old child was also injured. Bravo de Leon has pleaded not guilty. He is in the Portage County Jail on a $5 million cash bond. In sports, the Eagles and Chiefs will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows dip down to about 16 below. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 12. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Song. Something to believe in.
Yes.
Dom, you've been doing this show with me for a long time. And when we first launched in Milwaukee, what'd we call it? The radio endeavor, WRRD. What was the RR?
Resistance Radio, baby.
Yeah, how'd that go over with the sponsor, small business and large business advertising sector in the greater Milwaukee metro? Market number 39 in America. How the
overall
radio brand
not great. Overall not great, but an awesome logo.
Oh, it was super cool.
Yeah, super cool.
The Resistance. It was like anarchy, only an R. Someone honking at me probably doesn't like the Dan Kelly ads. And now, here in Madison, like 3 years ago, after the election, Dom kind of went all in with the branding. What I call it, Dom? Do you recall? What's the brand here in Madison?
Devil Radio.
Yes, Devil Radio.
Devil Radio.
So, I mean, you can't be much purer in your intent there, right?
Much more pure. No.
Between the Resistance Radio,
Devil's Advocates, Devil Radio. Yes, I mean, that kind of lays it out there for you.
Guy's snowblowing. Stopped snowing yesterday. Guy's finally getting around to it. Don't mind me doing a little radio show here. But anyways, so we got the Devil Radio brand now. And here's what I got to tell you people. The Devil Radio brand is dead.
What?
Or it's dying very, very soon. Because guess what, Dom? You know this because you've been trying to help me do business and do a little show with me for a long time. These brands that come out of Crudy's, you know what? They don't work. And in fact, they sometimes are... They work against, you know, not just keeping the home front happy because my wife didn't like it, my kids don't like it, nobody at the house liked it. My one neighbor the other day, I said, my neighbors don't like it. My one neighbor said, I like it fine, but my wife doesn't like it. But Devil Radio, a little too much. Know what I'm saying? And as this little pure of heart, idiotic of business sense sort of operator, I've done it my way. And you know, no one's done it more their way than this guy. I've completely done it my way. Well, guess what? Last Friday, while we were on the radio, the guy's coming back. Make sure you hit all the ice right here. Hit it hard.
I want to hear some gravel hit the window. Oh. I mean, then I know he's trying.
He's trying. He's digging in here right next to the window. Not even looking up. Don't even look up. So last Friday, while we were on the radio, Dom, got a grant from the FCC to sell Devil Radio to Civic Media, to the greater... I call it the Death Star, which so you completely hate.
The crudity, the ownership of the individual station you're selling to the conglomerate overall reaching Civic Media arm.
Yes. And the Devil Radio brand will be dead. And my partner in this endeavor, coming back for another swing. Oh, that's thorough of the guy. So anyways, they're doing the sidewalks finally, like 2 days later here in Madison, outside the soon-to-be former... Devil Radio Studios. Still going to be the Solidarity Realty Studio because Darcy is solid and they're super cool. But moving away from it. And at some point, my progressive purity, what I thought was the most important thing, has proven not to be the case in many different ways. Mostly financially. Know what I mean? Can't be that pure. Kind of got to water it down or perhaps make it a little more corporate friendly. If not for our listeners, then for the others.
Broad, perhaps a little more broadly appealing. I mean, if you were just a podcaster, you know, who would care? You don't have to worry about it.
But now I care. I care because my partner cares and the corporate powers that be care. And when you start bringing a lot of people, when you ask for a collaborative opinion, I don't think a plurality of them are saying Devil Radio or bust, baby.
No, see, that was your first mistake asking for a collaborative opinion. But
well, you know, I never do.
I know.
Especially on this show.
So how does that pertain to then? How does this roll into? How is this topically situated with the Dan Kelly ad?
The greater mission around here is not Team Blue, to my opinion. It's not even progressivism. In its purest sense, although I am certainly a progressive guy, and I've dragged you a long ways left, that ain't the mission either. The mission is the truth. The mission is provide a political platform for those that weren't getting it. And I think you and I, we've often been contrarian, be it the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, hell, the Libertarians don't like us anymore, the Greens never did. I mean, it is, so this is my truth. My truth is, I'm trying to save my partner from making a few of the same mistakes I did, which is being so intellectually pure. Well, I'd only take the ads from this team, but I'm going to exclude the messaging of the other team. Why would we do that? Don't we need to know what they're saying? Don't you want that information? I know I certainly do. Do you know the last two off-year Supreme Court races? We're talking about them, Dom.
Yes.
Know what the margin of victory was in those respective races?
Hagedorn was less than 6,000 and what?
Against Lisa Neubauer, and that was the 2019 race.
And Kloppenburg, lost by about, 7,300?
7,316 votes.
That's a very small margin of victory. Oh my God. I mean, that's the point, right?
The point is, we've got to get ours out. We've got to have a platform. They had 81 stations. And we had little old me. And for a while, it was Madison and Milwaukee. And then it was just Madison, man, because the COVID pandemic kicked my ass, and that's all I could do. So if I got a partner now who's got greater ambitions, who helped me build back in Milwaukee, build all across the state. And I mean, there's more coming. There's more good news coming, people. But I'm telling you this. What he cannot do, to my opinion, is be so intellectually pure, so cause-driven, that he says, I don't want to hear what the other side has to say. I don't want their messages on our airwaves because, you know, some small percentage of our audience might be influenced. And he said to me, don't you think they run those ads because they work? And I said, less convinced. I think it was ham-handed for Dan Kelly's campaign to run ads on the station. Much like when I've heard lefty ads on what I perceive to be right-wing stations, and then I hear the host come back and eviscerate the message. I think we did a damn fine job of that the other day. I think it was Thursday, Dom. If you want to run these Dan Kelly ads, you know how much mileage we've had out of stomping on those Dan Kelly ads? There's no one that's heard our voices in the last couple of days that, A, doesn't know. Right now is the time. There is a very important Wisconsin Supreme Court race going on. B, nobody wins that race on February 21. You can only lose. And I'm cheering for Dan Kelly because I want him to be the former loser that gets to be the loser again to the stronger of the liberal candidates. So let's cut to the chase. We want Dan Kelly out there. Why? Because he's a contemptuous, pompous ass. And to know him is to not like him, and you're not going to vote for him. So why are you worried about Dan Kelly? Let's worry about the greater network. The network needs to exist. The network can't be crudy radio. It can't be devil radio. It's got to be civic media. It's got to be a true megaphone across the state that can turn on like a Death Star and blast indoor off the planet when necessary.
I totally get it, and if everyone's confused, I am not endorsing Dan Kelly for Wisconsin Supreme Court, even though you might hear it on this station or certainly on this show. But
just
that aside, you said you're a collaborative, perhaps in the creative part of no longer being the devil radio in Madison and selling over to civic media and coming up with a new name and people had opinions. Were you collaborative in this particular topic on the Dan Kelly? What did everyone else say?
They didn't like it. Those that had a collaborative voice with me didn't like my strongly held belief that we're not going to be so intellectually pure that we're going to, kill what we're building? Kill this investment that we're making in creating something durable for the entire state of Wisconsin so we can be so freaking intellectually pure that we don't take Dan Kelly's super PAC ads in the primary? My suggestion is we take every nickel spent in this regard, every dollar that our, better instincts might have had us reject, and we use it to promote the greatest radio network ever built in the last year. I mean, no one's ever done this. No one's ever done it this quick. And I can tell you from my own personal experience as a station owner, the acquisition, buying it, that's just when you begin spending the money. You know, dude, it's a slog to run a profitable radio organization.
It's one thing to acquire, it's another thing to operate.
The day when this network is running break even, I don't even need money in my pocket, just break even across this network, you'll never hear another Dan Kelly super PAC again. I swear to God. But until that time, why would I ever recommend to my business partner that he turn away good money when we got smart people listening that know better. They're not going to vote for Dan Kelly. None of you are going to vote for Dan Kelly. And if you do, you know, shame on you, CJ. 844-967-2789. Vicki from Burlington. Welcome, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, Cootie. Hey, Dom. You know, wow. You know, I was really upset a minute ago, and let me say this as a disclaimer. I was a little tipsy, but Cootie, you're right. My God, if you're doing what's good for the greater good, but it just hurts. But I know you're right. You've built a great, you and Dom, a great empire here. Do we be silly and woke? By the way, what is woke? You know, I'm a black woman. What is woke? I've never heard of it. I heard of it, like, during the Hillary campaign. It's garbage. And so I just wanted to call and say I appreciate both of you so much and what you're doing. And Dom, I know you were independent, and my gosh, I am inspired by what you do. So, you know what, Cootie? As long as you do not change, please don't change, because I would be devastated if you did.
I will be the same.
No problem.
A-hole on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And my wife will reinforce that sentiment across the airwaves. I guarantee, Vicki.
Yes. You're doing what you need to do. I'm going to support you in this because I know your heart comes from the right place. You have put yourself out for so many years and so many disappointments, and I want to see you win. Okay? So I love you guys.
Well,
I was going to support you. You're doing the right thing.
God.
Oh, thank you, Vicki.
What a nice phone call. Thank you, Vicki. I'm sure the rest will not be anywhere close to that.
Come on. I think, listen, this is the reason why we're stacking the calls right now, because people get it, man. This is it is. It's contradictory. You know, you want to have a successful business. You need the revenue to do so. You want to invest that money. But there is the other side, of course, is the messaging and, you know, essentially giving Republicans and Dan Kelly specifically in this case, a platform. And those are contradictory things in many people's minds. But, you know, you made the call, man. You're sitting by it. I think you have obviously you're passionate about it, and you have a business sense and reason for it. So, you know, that's what it is.
Dom, you've known me. All I've thought about for last 12 years. I mean, we're about to turn 12 years old as a product. Wednesday,
wow.
Dom.
Wow.
You
really?
And I celebrating like 12 years as a radio product. Oh, if you come up on Friday and help me kill the Devil Radio brand. I unwrapped the Devil Radio truck today. Those of you that know me, I mean, that's how committed I've been. I've been driving around in a Devil wagon. I drove that thing to rural Tennessee. My DNA daddy wouldn't even hop in that truck. And now it's just a plain old white Jeep. Come back.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Ass.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are stacking up. We'll get to them at 844-967-2789. Let's start with Wisco Paul. Welcome, Paul. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom and Cody. Hey, take the money, man. You just built a tremendous radio station when I was driving. I couldn't listen to you anywhere. I'm not going to vote for Kelly. I don't know how many ads. He can run as many ads as he wants to, but you need to keep your station on air, and you need advertisers, so I'm all for taking the money. I know as a former, well, a retired union, they are going to support Janet. So, and ads for Kelly is not going to change that at all.
And when so, you say Janet, you mean Judge Janet Protasiewicz. You think she's going to be the choice of union labor?
Yes. At least the union labor I talked to, now it's mostly retired guys, but yes, because they're still, you know, Scott Walker lied to the operating engineers president right to his face. He said he wasn't going to do right to work. He was elected, and he turned on him. So that's still a sore spot. At least the guys I talked to, it's still a sore spot. So, Crudy, it's very important to keep your station. I mean, the truth is all we ask for. It's just like gerrymandering. I just want fair maps. So, you know, you go to the polls. Some of these districts out here, a Democrat runs in them, they're 10, 15 points down before they even get out of the gate. You know, so, hey, and your station is also responsible for helping the last two Supreme Court justices get elected. And Lord knows, I've harped at the Democratic Party, you know, to run ads on your station, but no. So what do? You lose some elections, but they don't learn. So,
well, Paul, anyway. I think there are some lessons being learned, and I appreciate the kind words, and I would point out a lot of what are called avails from the Protasiewicz's campaign being bought across the civic media network. And I would say the Neubauer-Hagedorn race, if you'll recall, Hagedorn is the conservative, often the swing vote on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He won that race by 5,800 votes. And we were Madison and Milwaukee then, and there was no advertising from the campaign. So we always thought we could have helped her get over the hump. The real hump's getting you out to vote. As long as I keep you thinking about this Supreme Court race, we're winning. This is winning. Talk about the race. Tell your friends, hey, I hate that Dan Kelly ad I hear on Devil Radio. I hope they kill that stupid brand. 844-967-2789. Ellen from Madison, a counterpoint. Welcome. What do you got for us, Ellen?
Hi, Ellen.
I fully support your taking all the money from Dan Kelly's campaign that you can. I started laughing when I heard the ad thinking, that's a waste. Don't they know who they're talking to?
No, so apparently not, Ellen.
Every time I hear the ad, it's like it just reinforces anybody but Dan Kelly. So take the money.
Well, Ellen, against many people's better judgment, that is my intent for now. They'll have to take those Dan Kelly Super PAC ads out of my cold, dead hands.
You know, as long as what they're saying is truthful, then there is no reason not to run those ads.
Well, and I suspect, Ellen, it's going to get...
Thank you for what you do. I love the show.
Well, thank you for listening and joining us today at 844-967-2789. I think it's going to get blurrier still. I think the blurry, the issue ads, because let's not forget the Republican referendums. Well, if someone says, and I think I've tried to make this point on the air, I know I've tried to make it off the air, but suddenly we're going to start getting issue ads. And it's not really going to tell us who it's from, and it's just going to spout this opinion. Well, do you think people on welfare should have to work? Well, I don't know, I guess. I got to work. Dom's got to work, right?
You know, there's already laws on the books requiring efforts to find a job, to my understanding, so I'm not clear. You know, do you think 55 miles an hour is a proper speed limit? Is that going to get people out to vote?
I'm less clear whether or not it does inspire the electorate, Dom. But obviously the Republicans think it does, and they're going to start buying ads. And that same schmo that bought those ads for Dan Kelly's Super PAC on Devil Radio... Hell, by next week, it's going to be a different name. I mean, talking about confused. That guy should have been fired. Let's face facts. Whoever the buyer is for the Dan Kelly campaign, don't tell him. Just keep sending the checks. But that guy should have been fired. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hi, Jeannie. I hope you're not calling to chastise.
Hey, Jeannie, you can chastise if you want.
You know I love you, boys. I've been listening to you for over 10 years.
Wow.
Do everything I can do just to listen to you, because I don't have you on my radio here. And I think you guys are the greatest thing in the world. Now, I love you little devils. I know that some people are kind of off-put by devils or Satan, but I look at you like the little devils that get your point across. But I know you got to clean it up because there's some people that are concerned about it. But you will always be my little devils. And I hope that if you guys won't have T-shirts anymore, some of us can feel some T-shirts with the little devil looks on them because, you know, you'll always be my little devils. But I do have to say one thing. There's one concern I have as you're growing, and that is not everybody has understood yet what you are and the truths you tell. So when they hear the putrid guys, you know, advertising, they don't have the background yet, you know, because you're moving into new areas, and they'll say, oh, gee, that's on that radio. He must be okay. No, but your area you're in right now. So I just... You know, that's my only concern.
But, Jeannie, the flip side of that, and I totally get that, because I think the only reason we're starting to get these ad buys is because we bought a lot of rural radio stations.
Yeah.
Civic Media did, right? And they were always on the list. Oh, that's a swing market. Want to start affecting those voters. So they continue, at least through two elective cycles, to reach out, especially through certain markets. Now, this one here in Madison, I think someone's way off base with the GPS on that one. But the rest of it, Jeannie, what if you tuned in from rural Wisconsin? Durand, let's say, right up the road from Eau Claire. And you never heard a voice except a lefty voice. How do you think that plays in Pepin County? Or in St. Croix County? Or in Amory and Dunn County? Or even in Eau Claire County or Chippewa County? Chippewa Falls. I mean, people are a little redder out there in the rurals. And if I don't have any...
I live in a red area. I live in a red area.
Well, I know, Jeannie. And if all I offer you is super hardcore liberal voices...
It was wonderful because all I get is painted red voices. Do you know that even today I listened to C-SPAN early this morning because they go to sleep? And gol darn it, on C-SPAN, they had Republicans, independents, and liberals calling in. Honest to God, all the BS about...
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE,